spring break destinations for those of you making plans for the year. Orlando, Florida? Come on, Disney.
There you go, Disney.
All right.
Big baby, you need to go down there.
Crazy.
I'm going to Orlando in like 2 weeks.
Okay, well, that's when spring break is.
Oh, is it really?
Yes, it is.
No, maybe it's 3 weeks. It's the week after spring break.
Well, different states have different spring breaks, so I guarantee you somebody's going to be down there for spring break. Number four, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Oh, that's a great place to win a wet t-shirt contest, big baby. I actually won a couple there myself.
You know what? I think of Myrtle Beach kind of like Branson. Myrtle Beach is kind of, it reminds me of Branson.
Oh, not over spring break. They hoe it up over spring break,
my
friend.
Really?
Oh, it's unbelievable. It is like
Branson. I'm surprised it's not on that
list. It's like Rio. It's like Rio during spring break.
It's like Rio.
I mean, they really go hedonism. Daytona Beach, Florida, number three. South Padre, Texas. To me, that is the ultimate redneck, trashy spring break destination.
I've been to Daytona and it is trashy.
No, South Padre. South Padre, Texas is the ultimate trash.
Have you been to Daytona?
Spring break, redneck, backward, all over the country, convergence.
That's probably true.
Of spring break. That is the ultimate to me. But they got number one, Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. But Las Vegas is like that year-round, in my opinion.
I don't consider Las Vegas to be especially trashy, but if you're looking to get yourself...
Oh, Vegas is trashy. If you're looking at their criteria.
Big Baby just got back there.
Yeah.
Other than like the Rio.
Except for super classy.
The people sleeping on the sidewalks and
stuff.
Yeah.
Or people handing out cards for strippers.
Yeah.
Or
those aren't strippers.
Or prostitutes.
The four block area around the Rio is the only area. Or the, what's the one with the big space needle thing at the top of it?
I have no idea.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
That hotel, those two areas, those are the ones you want to avoid. Everything else in Vegas is fine. What's your problem? You got a problem there?
South Padre?
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. South Padre is a trashy, redneck, backward, lowest level, most garbage spring break trip ever.
I think Daytona is worse.
I've seen enough videos and pictures.
Daytona's way worse.
I think I've been to Daytona a few times, and it's not very good.
No, Daytona is terrible.
Yeah, Daytona, like the
beach
isn't even that great.
Panama City is just as bad. All those places down
there. Are
those
real beaches, though?
Yeah, they're real beaches.
Oh, heck yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, South Padre is not trash. I mean, now, are the beaches as clean and white as those places down in Florida? No, they're not. But as far as nastiness, no, it's not near as bad as some of those Florida cities.
Yeah.
Okay.
Daytona's bad.
Fine. Daytona's by far the worst, says Chris Kane.
Thank you, Chris Kane.
He says Key West is his favorite, so you got to qualify where Chris Kane's coming from.
You're always hating on Texas cities.
I'm just saying.
What was it? You hate on Dallas earlier. Dallas wasn't
No, I just said it's not a top 10 American city. Pat used to argue that it was. It wasn't. It isn't. And you know what? I'm the only one
still
here, so my argument wins. If
you
stick around,
win.
Whoever stays around the show longest gets to be right on Dallas. I get to be right. It's probably a top 25 American city.
Top 10.
It's not even top. It's barely top 10 in Texas.
What? So it is the number one city in Dallas.
Dallas
Texas.
Is worse than San Antonio. It's worse than Austin.
You think Dallas is worse than San Antonio?
Yes.
No.
By far.
No way.
San Antonio? Yes. San Antonio has 10 times the culture and has 10 times the activities that Dallas has.
Oh, I'm not.
I disagree.
Better food.
Austin is better than Dallas.
Look,
San
David
Antonio,
Basil,
no choice.
Just because you're not winning doesn't mean you have to talk louder, okay? Here's the deal. It has better food, better culture, much more to do, and they have a better NBA team, too.
I won't disagree with that, but it's not a better city.
Have you ever been wrong? Yeah. Let's start thinking about
the
that.
iPhone.
You know what?
iPhone.
Yeah.
That could take a long
time.
You know what? You're right. I was wrong about the iPhone 5 versus the iPhone 4S. That's the only time, though, I think.
Austin's the best city in Texas.
Austin is, hands down.
But Dallas runs a close second.
I think Dallas is in the top. Yeah, definitely. But San Antonio is not better than Dallas.
Nobody cares about Texas anyway, except for RJ. So the point is, I think South Padre, to me, it will always be in my mind the trashiest place to go for spring break. No, but I've seen lots of pictures.
Well,
and
pictures
videos.
Don't do it justice.
And John says Dallas blows.
The show, so.
And if you want a piece of John.
Who's John?
He's my favorite limo driver on the planet.
Well, exactly. He's a limo driver.
I wouldn't mess with him.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Uh-oh.
The final word comes from Tommy Smith.
As someone who's been to the Gulf more than all of you put together times two, I hate to do this. You know how I hate to do this. But I agree with you. Padre Island is Lake Chico.
No.
And the nightlife is like McGee.
No. No, it's not. It's not even close.
You know,
Daytona is worse.
You don't even call 911. You call a garbage truck. Padre is dirt
Thank
beneath
you.
My wings.
Okay.
Daytona is worse.
I agree with you. I had to run up here. from the golf course where I played 18 holes.
You played 18 holes that fast?
18?
In 2 hours.
Wow.
Dang.
You ever been to Resmond on a cold, windy day? The course is yours.
I guarantee you.
But how'd it go?
You're right about Padre. And no. You defended Padre?
It's better than Daytona.
If you like running around in mud.
No. Daytona is just
Daytona's
redneckville.
Not worse.
It's redneckville.
Daytona's really redneck, but I've never been to Padre, so I can't say that. But
I've been to both Daytona and
both.
Padre.
I have a question for you, Tommy.
Padre's got logs rolling up.
San Antonio or Dallas?
I hate to do this.
Really?
But I got to agree with San Antonio.
Thank you.
Really?
I do, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, by far. It's
well, I've only been there once, and the river walk and all that was kind of unique.
It's kind of cool, but I think Dallas
is a concrete jungle. I got no interest in that.
I got no problem with it.
I don't have a problem with Dallas. I just don't think it's nearly as good as San Antonio. It's maybe the third best town.
I think San Antonio for one day.
For one day, maybe.
Would you go Houston or Dallas?
River walk is cool.
I'll give it to you over Houston.
But Padre Island.
Just because I feel safer.
Can we get Mexico to take Padre Island in a trade?
I'm with you.
For a player to be named later.
No doubt.
I don't care.
No, I promise you, if we could trade it for Rocky Point where I spent some of my spring breaks, that'd be
great.
I have a related story if we can ever get to it, but let me get Randy and Conway in here. Randy?
Well, I'm glad. I know.
Hey, it's Randy Wiley, Conway, Arkansas. You said you didn't know what San Diego meant. I do.
What does
it mean? A whale's vagina.
I love this city.
I'll hang up and listen.
It's a fact. It's the greatest city in the history of mankind. Discovered by the Germans in 1904, they named it San Diego, which, of course, in German means a whale's vagina.
No, there's no way that's correct.
I'm sorry. I was trying to impress you.
Oh.
I don't know what it means. I'll be honest. I don't think anyone knows what it means anymore. Scholars maintain that the translation was lost hundreds of years ago.
Doesn't it mean Saint Diego?
No.
No, that's what it means. Really.
Well, agree to disagree.